Virgin.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Hey, good morning and happy Friday. Yay! We did it. We're here and it's sunny and beautiful. Even on the CP24 weather ticker thing.
Nailed it.
There's no clouds. There's no clouds on that graphic.
Don't hate it.
Woo! So it's 12 degrees right now, going up to 23 this afternoon. It is going to be a beautiful Friday.
That's right.
It's June the 10th. Hallelujah. Now this morning, lots going on. But let's check in with the crew first. TJ, what's on your mind?
Got to give a shout out to the African Rainforest Bathroom at the Toronto Zoo, which might win best bathroom in the country.
Yay!
Oh,
yeah. This is a new survey or a contest being run by Cintas Canada. And they could win $2,500 to continue the maintenance of the room.
You know what bathroom used to win that all the time was the unisex bathrooms at Spice Route.
They were gorgeous.
I miss
and
Spice Route.
I had a girlfriend that worked there, and apparently people used to sneak into those bathrooms.
Oh, I bet.
Hello.
For what?
I bet.
Just high-fiving.
Yeah.
High-fiving. Cool. Naked high-fiving.
Oh,
Jax, what's up with you?
Well, I don't know if you noticed the humongous rainbow going across Toronto yesterday. It was beautiful. And I also walked through Yonge and Dundas at that very right time, exact time, and there was a little mini dance party for Pride going on.
Oh,
so
oh,
I felt very excited yesterday to have a little bit of Pride happening in real life. I did not. I was late for the gym,
but
I should have. But it was it was Yonge and Dundas Square, so the music was bumping.
I bet it was incredible. Hey, Producer Leah, what's up with you?
Just want to let you guys all know that Scotty Barnes is officially a Toronto man after calling someone a waste youth.
Somebody from Brampton.
From Brampton, yeah. I was just going to say, yeah, a Brampton youth. I want to connect with him, and I just want to show him around.
Connect with him.
Yeah, because that's my kind of guy, man. So I'll show him more. I know more stuff he could say.
Reach out.
My brother called me yesterday, and he's like, did you see what Scotty Barnes said about the guy from Brampton? I said, yeah, because we're both from Brampton. And he's like, you should, get him on the show. You know, and explain to him what Brampton's all about.
Should.
I'm like, sure, Chris, let me just pick up the phone.
We should.
And call Scotty Barnes of the Toronto and get him on the show to explain Brampton.
Scotty, let me educate you about Bramley City Center, okay? It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So TJ was talking yesterday in trending that Britney Spears was going to get married. That was the rumor.
Yeah.
And she did. But the marriage isn't the story. I mean, we're happy for her, but her first husband, his name is Jason Alexander, he's a childhood friend. He's the guy that she married for 55 hours and then her parents made him get the annulment.
Yeah.
He decided to show up at her house, live stream the whole thing on Instagram, and made it in the house.
Yeah.
Made it inside.
For way longer than you think he'd be able to as well.
Oh, the video footage is crazy. Like, he's walking down her hallways.
Yeah.
And he's like, I was invited to the wedding, and he keeps saying the whole time, he's like, I'm her husband. I'm her husband.
Yeah.
This is my, I guess she's been married. Obviously,
first husband, last husband. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's like, this has been my only wife and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, you never want to assume that there's something to do with mental illness here, but there's something not right. And I don't know if it's just the fact that he's been hanging on to the fact that he's been married or that he was married to Britney Spears for a little bit. Like, he went on a podcast about a year ago and he said that the family made him sign documents saying that he wasn't going to go after her money. Mm-hmm. He wasn't, because she put herself in a pretty tough position there. When you get married without a prenup and, Britney Spears and you have $100 million in the bank, the person you get married to can sue you for a lot of money.
Yeah. And he talked to TMZ and a couple other reporters outside of the courthouse. He was going to the courthouse while she was doing the trials for conservatorship. So, he's been popping around. And I do believe he was also asked to leave her mother's premises in 2021. Oh. So, he's been hanging out. And that's, I think, why he was able to stay on the property and in the house for so long, is because her security team knows he isn't well and was trying to be patient. But by the end of it, they had to physically...
Yeah, and the cops came.
They had to restrain him. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, putting aside all the, the potential mental health stuff of it, it was nice to be able to see her venue. Because on the live stream, he gets into, where the ceremony is going to be happening.
It's very
and it
nice.
Looks beautiful.
Yeah.
It was covered in roses. And he got some real unprecedented access to her home. That was kind of neat.
You know what? I mean, it's admittedly an odd way to look at it. But it was nice to see. You know what was nice? It was nice to see something good happening for her.
Yeah.
And that's not how I wanted to see it.
Yeah, I was going to say, she can't have anything.
And it's a shame that this morning that's what we're talking about and not just, hey, it's her wedding or whatever. Yeah. But I had to say, like, even when you were mentioning this story yesterday, TJ, the just talking about that, I'm like, this was, and I just, it just popped into my head. It's like, this person 12 months ago would have had to ask permission.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
You imagine?
When you put it like that, it's wild.
Yeah. I just want her to have one uninterrupted moment.
I know.
Just one.
Because her
Brittany
family
moment.
Was not invited to that.
Yeah,
mom,
yeah.
Mom, sister, dad, not invited.
She worked her tail off to have like a safe space and a drama-free wedding, and then this man comes over the hill.
Crazy.
And into her property.
Yeah, Yo, get, literally, to quote Chris Crocker, leave Brittany alone.
Yes, yes!
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I love this story. Rebel Wilson revealed her new partner on Instagram, and it's the first time she has publicly revealed that she has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
She said, I thought I was searching for a Disney prince, but maybe what I really needed this whole time was a Disney princess.
Hey.
I love that. I love also the fact she's 42 and finding her
42?
True.
She's 42?
She's 42, trying, finding her true, authentic self. And like, what?
42?
What a world. What a world. What a life ahead of her. I know, she looks like 24.
I know, I want to look that good at 42. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, funny and cool and looks young. Yeah.
I had a friend who came out after 40.
Yeah.
And, you know, watching it happen, obviously there's some difficulties, right? There was a family and a family and everything and has a family still. But you know, I look at the transition of his life, and I'm only relating this because, you know, coming out after 40, I think, is much different than maybe coming out in your 20s, right?
Oh yeah.
And not saying that there's one's harder than the other, but he was. It took a lot of strength to do it, and you know, you watch people in somebody's inner circle start to find out. And I remember, because he was my boss, and I remember him telling me in one of our work trucks, right? I said to him, I'm like, well, because I've been to his Christmas party. He owns a company. I worked for his company when I was a teenager. And I said, well, I'll be honest with you, I've never seen a straight man dance like you can.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's not totally surprising. This guy could dance and move and whatever. But he's with a partner now. They're married. And his kids are all grown up and everything. And it's just, there's so much peace and happiness and contentment in his life that he didn't have, I think, before.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't able to live his true self. And I think it's so cool for Rebel, because it seems like in the last couple of years, she's done that transition, right? Yeah. And everybody was like, oh my God, she lost a lot of weight. How stupid is that? And it's like, oh, can we just
chill on that? Commenting on people's bodies.
How about we just let her do what she wants to do? And if Rebel Wilson's happy, that means she's making great movies, and I'm into it.
And she's so funny. And it is harder, though, because I think that there's a lot more. Actually, I know there's a lot more queer spaces for, you know, those that are in their late teens, early 20s. You see a lot of these clubs on Church Street are catered to a younger crowd. So coming out, you know, after 40, after 50, after 60, you don't have that built-in bar scene. So it's important to make space for those older, maybe living authentically now.
Yes,
it's
awesome.
I love that.
And Rebel Wilson, congratulations.
Yeah,
very happy.
This is such nice
That's
news.
That's a great thing.
That's great news.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Friday, kind of, I don't know. There's something about that story. I'm like, heart is
nice.
Warmer.
Makes you feel warm.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
When you're in a couple and you sleep together every night, there's usually one person who is the deep sleeper. That sleeper usually causes the issues for the other sleeper, who is the light sleeper, right? The light sleepers always blame the deep sleepers. Now, I want to ask, are you the problem child in your sleeping relationship, or are you the one that's doing most of the complaining? Jax.
I am the problem sleeper, absolutely.
Okay.
No good.
No good, because you get up and you walk around and you sleepwalk.
I get up, I'm fussy, I sweat, I talk in the night. I talk in the night, and it's not hot. Let me tell you what.
If you guys can believe it, I'm the one with the problem.
Really?
Against Val.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes she's, I know, so out of character. She does this thing I like to call like the bedtime burrito, where I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I won't have blanket on me because she'll have kind of rolled herself continually in the blanket. So it's when you try to pull some back, it's tucked underneath her in layers, like a burrito.
Yeah.
And she does this every night. She also gets up to pee at least 70 times.
You should get separate blankets.
Well, how about this? Separate beds. That's what doctors are recommending couples should do, is always sleep in separate beds. This is a popular TikTok doctor, Dr. Karen Rajan, who is a surgeon with the National Health Service in Britain and a lecturer at the University of Sunderland, and basically explained that every couple should sleep apart. They said the clash of different sleep cycles, coupled with all the noises and disruptions another person can cause, can be potentially devastating to getting a good night's sleep.
I get it. It makes sense. My mom used to work shift work. She was an emergency nurse for years and years and years.
Yep.
And half of the time, like, my mom and dad would sleep in separate beds because it was just so hard. Like, she needed to get sleep. She would also sleep during the day. So, like, their sleep schedule is shifts in the night, right? They were totally off. So when they would sleep together, they didn't want to interrupt. And, like, with our schedule, like,
The problem for me is that, like, I like having the other person there. I like that just waking up and knowing that.
It makes sleep deprivation worth it.
Yeah, it does.
Really.
My friend, though, my friend absolutely sleeps in a separate bed from his partner because he's light sleeper.
Yep.
And I think she's a light sleeper, too. When you get two light sleepers together, there's, like, no forgiveness.
Yeah.
I can't believe you woke me up. I can't believe you woke me up.
Yeah.
So he always jokes. He's like, she sleeps in the body position of, like, the chalk line outline at a murder.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
she's just over the place. Yeah. And he's like, I can't. And I'm like, have you considered getting a king bed? And he's like, Adam, we're far too cheap for that. But apparently that helps too.
It does, because you don't feel the other person. I also heard that it's good for new parents, especially like in the first year, especially if the mother's nursing, just to set up a spare bedroom in the kid's room. Because, like, if you need to sleep in shifts, then you're not interrupting each other. Because sleep is so important in that first year having a kid. You don't get much of it, like, you know, like, how much sleep did you get when Everly was first born?
It was nine or 10 months before I had a full night's sleep again. Let me tell you this, and people are always like, you're such a wimp when you say this, but I'm serious. I decided in that time, okay, one is enough. I'm not built for this more than once.
Yeah, you committed to that pretty good.
100%.
Eh?
Yeah, and the faucet's turned off, so
that's right.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
JDRF is inviting you to step up to Cure Diabetes. They're back and in person for the Sun Life Walk to Cure Diabetes for JDRF on June 12th in communities across the country, and help raise funds for groundbreaking research. Every step is a step closer to a cure. Register at jdrfwalk.ca. And also, you can find out more info on our website, 999virginradio.ca. So the other day we were talking about the weird things that have been left in Ubers, but now they put out their Uber Canada statistics, and it's their lost and found index for the country. And they found that Quebec City was ranked as the most forgetful place in the country, logging the most reports of lost items of any city in Canada. Toronto, by the way, was dead last, which is kind of weird.
Have they considered it's Quebec and it's a riot in Quebec? It's so much fun.
It could be that.
And that people are just having too much fun in Quebec.
That makes sense.
It's funny you bring that up, because they said statistically the most likely time for a Canadian to forget something in an Uber, if you can believe it, is 9 p.m. on a Saturday night.
Oh, what a shock.
Also, they say among the most unique things left in Toronto is gold teeth grills and a birth certificate.
Okay. You need those.
Hopefully not in the same Uber. we got our first look at Stranger Things Season 4, Volume 2. Which is only going to be two episodes, but one of which is going to be 2 hours and 19 minutes long.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. By the way, the second batch of episodes is coming out on July the 1st. New survey found the top awkward tasks that we pay someone to do for us. And I'm going to start with number 10. Learning lessons on emerging technology like crypto. It's actually not so bad. Buying an embarrassing medication or product for you. Paying someone to teach you how to swim as an adult. Steam cleaning a friend's carpet after you spilled wine on it. So paying someone to go get your stuff after a breakup, fixing your kid's hair cutting accident, removing a bad tattoo at number 4, number 3, assembling IKEA furniture for you after struggling to do it yourself. It's not just paying someone to come build it. You have to struggle through it first and then give up.
Yeah. Right.
Number 2, repairing someone's fence after backing your car into it. And the number 1 thing we pay someone to do for us because it's awkward, calling a locksmith after you lock yourself out. Jax?
Yeah, it's expensive. It is an expensive
sucks.
Dance.
It
yeah,
sucks.
It really
I'm
does.
With
There's
you.
No shame. There's no shame.
I've had to call CAA when I lock my keys in my car.
Yeah.
So
they're always nice though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're really cool about it.
Yeah. They make fun of you when they drive away.
Do they?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, at least
not
to your face.
No. Toronto Raptors icon Kyle Lowry is getting a road named after him in the city of Toronto.
Yay!
It's in the Don Mills Crossing area. If you might remember, Mayor John Tory actually proclaimed April 3rd Kyle Lowry Day in Toronto. That was the day of his first game back as a member of the Miami Heat. We love Kyle.
We do love Kyle.
This is basically just for Jax. This is the only reason this is in trending. The best foods to eat for a midnight snack. Jax, you are a noted midnight snacker.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you the top three. Veggies and hummus. They say it's a low-calorie option that's quick and easy.
I'm sorry.
Nobody's getting up in the middle of the night eating vegetables.
TJ,
get out of here.
Is it pre-cut?
Is this list of what you should be eating in the night?
Yeah, these are saying these are the best ones to eat.
Yeah, no,
I thought you meant taste-wise.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So veggies and hummus. Yeah. Ooh, that's exciting. Let me get out of bed for that.
Water.
Number two, cheese and crackers. They said cheese has tryptophan, which makes you sleepy.
Yeah. Huh?
And ideally, you should choose a cracker that's high in fiber to keep the blood sugar from spiking.
Cool.
And the number one thing on the list, sliced turkey, because the protein fills you up and the tryptophan helps you sleep.
Like, I'm going for a thick piece of ham and mayonnaise. Like,
you do like spoonfuls of mayonnaise.
No,
no, you don't do that. You're not sick.
That's what's trending on TJ.
But she's considered it.
Absolutely. I guarantee you at least once a week you look at the jar of mayo, and the only reason you don't do it is because we live in a society.
No. Not that crazy. I'm not that unhinged.
Jax.
No.
Be honest.
Michelle's out of the house. There's not a lot else in the fridge.
Yeah. Reggie's upstairs in his crate. He's not going to see you.
No one's going to see. There's no witnesses.
Who's going to see? Yeah. Who's going to know?
Look, the spoons are clean.
Just a little taste.
There it is.
I knew it. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You know, before you do something extremely physical, it's often good to train. And Jax has a 10K that she's going to do tomorrow. Now, the last time we talked about this was a couple weeks ago, right around the time I lost my voice, which I still haven't got back yet, by the way. And at that point, we asked Jax, hey, listen, where you at with that? You know, you get this 10K coming up. You gone for a run? And at that point, Jax told us no, that she had not, in fact, even ran once. One time.
No, I've run before.
No, I know you've
not
run
on a treadmill
throughout. No. I know you've run over the course of your life.
Yeah. Ran to get away from the cops when she crashed her parents' car.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But Jax, tell me this. Tell me this, lover. Baby, did you do any training for this runner tomorrow?
Mentally, yes.
What kind
what
of
about
mental?
Physical.
Physically, no.
So you haven't trained at all?
Okay, so. I know. I'm in trouble. I know. But here's the thing. Like, I've talked to my therapist about this week.
Yeah. You talked to your therapist?
Yes, I talked to my therapist.
Why are you doing this run if you have to talk to your therapist?
No, because I'm curious about it. Because I, more than anything, want to do this run because I want to complete my mission. But I wanted to talk to my therapist about, like, why I have so much fear around this.
Because you're not ready for it.
Because I'm not ready for it, but I'm curious as to why I'm not getting ready for it. Like, that's the part I'm curious about. And what's stopping me? It's like when you cram last minute for an exam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I kind of went deep with my therapist, and she was saying that I'm scared of failure, that I won't be able to do it. So I'm just avoiding doing it at all.
Mm.
So it's odd, though, that I want to have the worst possible outcome by not training. But I'm excited.
Oh, we're excited.
I'm excited.
This is great. I mean, the results are going to be spectacular.
I can't wait to visit you in the hospital.
No. So I'm going to do a ton of stretching. I have yoga tonight. And like, I do a lot of spin. I do a lot of cardio. I don't do a lot of running, but my pacing is going to be really slow. My fiance is like an actual runner. Uh-huh. So she's going to leave me behind in the dust. But she's kind of helped me like work on my pacing and everything like that, which is going to be like, guys, it's just going to be a fast walk. Like an energized walk.
Like a power walk.
A jaunt.
Yeah. Here's what I don't understand.
Two sports bras on.
I have run a 10K.
Okay.
I'll be straight up with you. I trained for it and I hated it the whole time. So after I finished the 10K, my girlfriend at the time was a runner. I said, I think that's it for me.
Yeah.
I'm all done. I appreciate these are for a great cause. I'll give to the cause.
Yeah.
But I don't want to run anymore. And I haven't. Now, physically, you can tell. But I just don't love running. I don't. I would much rather be at the gym pushing weight than doing that. So I don't sign up for that. Is it possible that you're not afraid of failure? Is it possible that it's just not something that you like? Like, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Because you know, you'll do it tomorrow, and I applaud you and I cheer you on. But if there was like a spin class that was like a marathon spin class, yeah. I think you would do really well because you love spin.
Yeah, I do.
You have the Peloton, thing. You do the yeah. the ads for yeah. that and everything. Like, I get it. But what I'm trying to say is, what if it's not fear of failure? What if running just kind of sucks, except for the group of weirdos that like it?
But here's the thing, is I didn't like spin until I started doing it. And I was scared of spin until I started doing it. Same with boxing, same with many things in my life.
Right.
And I am so, like, I'm so excited to try something new. I'll figure out if I hate it this time tomorrow, but maybe I'll like it. And there's that possibility.
You know what you
could have
figured
there?
Out whether you hate it or not?
What?
Training.
Oh, yeah. No. Over the last 2 months when you had the opportunity
but,
to do it.
Apparently racing is like at these, like, because I'm doing the Love You by Shoppers Drug Mart event tomorrow, and apparently the atmosphere is unreal. And I've done, like, the Run for the Cure, Mississauga runs and things like that, and everybody's pumped and woohoo!
Yeah.
But listen, if you see me there tomorrow, don't look me in the eye. Please don't.
Make a big fuss.
No, don't say, if you see me running tomorrow, and if you're running, just say, you got this, or show him Adam and TJ.
Okay, so can we let's put everything aside on how you're feeling about it. I want to get your actual prediction.
Okay.
If you finish the race, what time?
When I finish the race.
Okay. And the other thing is, what are the odds you finish, and what are the odds you peel off and go sit in the Subway sandwich shop?
Well, I won't have my wallet. I'm going to have my tights on, so okay. 0%.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm missing that. Yeah. Hey, listen, okay. We do wish you the best of luck.
I know.
We have to, though, because if you don't have the best of luck, I'm afraid you're going to sprain an ACL.
No,
and so here's the question at 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. 2 weeks ago, we asked you the question of whether this is a good idea or not, thinking that, oh my God, she doesn't have enough training space 2 weeks ago. Now I want to ask you again, is this a good idea? Remembering that Jax isn't 20. You're not old. You're 33, going to be 34 in a month.
No, it's still 33.
But your joints do change. She's doing running in place right now.
I'm running now. Right now.
999-999 attacks. You tell us, is this a good idea or she should do this?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
All right, so your friend says, I'm getting back with my ex. And you just look at them and you go, okay.
Adam.
You don't say anything. You're like, good? Good. It's good.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Right
you
on.
Happy and healthy.
Yeah.
Jax is that right now, only it's not her ex-boyfriend Derek from all those years.
Oh, ago. I wish.
It's a 10K she hasn't trained for. And TJ and I are like, oh, that's good. Good.
She called me T-Tay.
T-Tay. You're not
anybody else hear that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I thought I said T-J. Oh wow.
T-Tay.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
No, you're scared.
I'm not excited at all.
I'm excited for the results.
Is this a good idea or a bad idea? We asked on the text. TJ.
Jax, my girl. This is from the 905. Be careful out there. I turned 30 this past year and my first soccer game back post-COVID. I tore my meniscus and MCL. First shift. Stretch and take it easy.
I'm going to stretch tonight and I'm going to eat lots of
pasta. You also need to stretch tomorrow, though.
You know what? I'm going to stretch.
Tense up over a couple hours. It's not...
Adam,
I'm going to
stretch right now on you.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I've been dreaming of that my whole life, but I'm just saying, Jack, if you do yoga tonight, it doesn't mean that
you will be stretched for tomorrow.
No, I know. All right.
Big brothers. Ugh.
Somebody else said, if it's a 5K, yes, great idea. Girl, you got this. Anything more? No. You need training and conditioning for this, Jax. It's not too late, somebody said.
It is too late, actually. It's too late.
No, yeah. And like if I were to train today, it actually would be worse for me.
Yes. This is the day you're supposed to have a rest.
289, I'm Jiro, and I've never ran in my life, but last weekend I ran 5K in downtown Burlington. For morning June race, and I got in 37 minutes. That's pretty good.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
But I'm still sore because of that.
Period. I'm fine with being sore. Like, I like a sore feeling.
How long do you want to be sore?
Listen,
how many months do you want to be sore for?
I have a history of shin splints, and okay, I don't want those to flare up again.
Two more texts for you from the 647. Jack should totally get a new therapist because okay. this one has been straight. This one should have been straight up and told her that she's just lazy, but instead tried
lazy.
To sell her some deeper meaning. Good luck, Jax. Oh wow.
You're definitely afraid of failure. It's not because running sucks.
Can you read some of the ones? There's some good support here.
No, I'm only reading the bad ones. Text from no. Okay, I'll read you a good support one, but this one from the 647 is a prediction.
Okay.
She will be sitting at a cafe, and someone will buy her lunch at 6 kilometers.
Yeah. TJ, that's not good. There's some that
someone's
are like,
gonna buy you lunch. That's a nice thing.
You can do it, Jax.
This one. Okay. How about this? A Dartmouth gal can always run when she puts her mind
that's
to it.
That's right.
I know you're gonna kill it. Love, Gil.
Nova Scotia.
TJ said this off the air because there's a lot of support coming in. But yeah. Say it again, TJ. What's it like working with Jax?
It's like working with a Care Bear.
Mm-hmm. No, but the hot air balloon analogy.
Oh yeah, you could say any. Like you could say. Hey, I'm Jax, and I have no training, but I'm going to ride a hot air balloon around I'm going to circumvent the globe, and everyone would say, oh, Jax, you can do it.
Wow.
And we'd be like, Jax, you don't have any knowledge in aviation.
Yeah, no.
And you'd be like, and people would still text me and be like, that's okay.
Doesn't
I
matter.
Believe in her.
Makes funny TikTok
it's
videos.
True. No, not everybody likes me.
Good morning. 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I'm absolutely thrilled to tell you that this weekend is going to be great. Because here's the thing about a perfect summer weekend, okay? You need a beautiful Friday, like sunny, right? Because you want to go out, you want to see people, you want to be social, and you want to shake the week off. And then Saturday morning, you need a little bit of sun to kind of get you out of bed. Maybe you're fighting the hangover a bit, but it's going to be like 23 degrees and sunny again. So not too hot, not too humid. And then Sunday, when you're pooped again, and you really just want to stay home, sleep in, watch Netflix, maybe do some chores. It's going to be rainy this weekend on the Sunday. So you can just stay in, cuddle, and do whatever you want. And
get
you
don't cozy, even baby.
Yeah, let's do it. Now, Jax has got her 10K tomorrow. Very thrilled
for
you.
We don't have to bring that up again.
And it's also time for this.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's
the Friday Face-Off. Let the games begin.
Now, we always have a theme for Friday Face-Off. If you're not aware of what it is, Jax picks a song, I pick a song, TJ picks a song, and it's all based on this one theme. And the theme this week is Nick Cannon's 10th baby.
He just keeps having babies, and he's like, he's kind of straight up about it. He's like, yeah, I just can't stop having unprotected sex.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Listen,
no.
We're all sex positive here.
Yeah, baby.
We think sex is great. But there are mechanisms by which you can avoid having children. I'm the only one on the show who has had a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's crazy, but you can avoid it. But he's like, nah, give me 10. So in honor of the latest baby being announced, we wanted to do a sexy playlist for you.
Yeah.
What's your sexy song? So Jax, I'm kind of excited to see everybody's. Okay, so Jax, yours is first. Tell us who you pick.
This song gets me moving and grooving. It's Pussycat Dolls' Buttons.
Oh, boy.
Like, you're in the club, going home, a man's bought you a cheap drink.
Yeah. Cheap drink. What's your cheap drink? Is it liquid cocaine or is it what kind of shooters are you doing? That's a terrible one.
Back in the day, tequila, these days, water. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Jax, name three members of the Pussycat Dolls. And you can't say Nicole Scherzinger.
That's the only one I know.
The one I had a crush on was Ashley.
Oh, yeah, Ashley. That's crazy.
Who's now a radio host in England.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Crazy, yeah.
Oh,
she just moved over there. She's like, I like it here. Okay, TJ. You, sir, are next.
Mine is a little bit different scenario than Jax's. Jax talks about being at the club and, like, feeling it. Mine's your home now, and now you're trying to set the mood. And then I Google songs on playlists for sex times, and this song is on every list. It's Pony's Genuine. Nope, Genuine's Pony.
Yeah, it is. Doesn't matter. It's the one hit anyway.
Yeah. You know that song by Genuine.
It's a good song.
Although, I feel like if we're talking about songs that you really want to get down to, it's definitely that.
Okay. All right. Now, for me.
What do you got?
I want to throw it back, guys. I'm 21 years old.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I am back in the city for the first time since I was 19. So I moved away when I was like 19, mm-hmm. and I came back when I was 21.
Hot shot.
I went to work in Halifax as an overnight radio person. And one of the first songs I played, in fact, I believe it was the first song I played on the radio when I got back, was this.
and it was a brand new song from an artist we'd never heard of before named Jeremiah, and the song is Birthday Sex Baby.
Oh my god.
I like the remix version too.
Oh god.
Oh. Now that the remix is it, they censor the sex part, but you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. This remix.
Yeah, listen, when this song used to come on at the club, Jax, you remember this. People used to lose their mind.
Listen, DJ's birthday is coming up, and I want to grind on it to that song.
Ain't no ring on this finger yet.
Oh, all right, so which song is it for you? We're talking sexy playlist. Is it Pussycat Dolls Buttons with Jax?
Yeah.
Is it Genuine with Pony for TJ? Or is it Birthday Sex Jeremiah with Adam Wilde? Send in your votes. 999. Somebody says on the text line, Adam, you need a lozenge. No, this is my sexy voice to go with the playlist.
Friday, face off.
And the winner is... Winner, 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 winner.
In honor of Nick Cannon and his 10th child. Which, by the way, listen, I know that sounds hilarious, but the guy likes to do it.
You know what? He has the money to raise these children in a world we'll never know. Right. So, like, fair.
Listen, and that's awesome. At child 20, I'm going to start asking questions, though. Yeah. Like, listen, that's a lot of child support.
Like enough, my friend. Enough.
But let me throw this at you, okay? We all picked our Sexy Time playlist song. This is, like, the lead song on your playlist if you're making one for Spotify or iHeartRadio. Jax, what song was yours?
Mine was Pussycat Dolls' Buttons.
TJ, what was yours?
Genuine's Pony.
And mine was Jeremiah Birthday Sex.
Oh,
which,
yeah.
Now, TJ, what do we got on the text?
I want to read one here in support of Jax from the 647. We have 13 children, all by choice.
Oh, yeah.
I will go with Buttons for my song choice. This person sounds like an expert.
Hell, yeah. They have a lot of kids. I respect that.
That's a lot of damn kids. Also, I want to know what you do for a living that you can afford 13 kids. That's awesome.
They invented money.
Yeah, 100%.
From the 905, Adam's pick for sure. It's totally on my playlist. LOL. A last one here from Ashley from the 416. I'm sorry, but TJ, you are the only right song to choose for this category. If you asked Alexa to play songs that have sex to, I bet that's the first one on the list. Happy Friday.
Producer Leah, you tabulated all the votes.
What's it going to be? I sure have. Jax, you're out. Yours did not even make it even close.
Pussycat Dolls are so
not even close. It is a really hot song in the video. My God.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
But no, it was really close between TJ's pick and Adam's pick. Birthday Sex, dude, it's in the name. But the winner officially goes out to TJ.
Hey!
Pony really is the sexiest song you could think of.
You know, when you think of sexy, you think of TJ. Right, guys?
I want to see you in a dress shirt, nothing else.
Yeah.
Unbuttoned.
Like a wet, white dress shirt.
Yeah.
And it's wet from sweat because I'm nervous because I'm in a social situation.
A boiling noodle. Ooh. That's what you look like, yeah.
A really pale noodle. Genuine's Pony is on Virgin Radio. I'm just a
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Shannon Burns is taking over next. Are you going to sing this?
Yeah, I like this.
Do you think you're better off alone?
We play what I call music beds under when we chat, and I like this one.
This one is a good one.
Yeah. Now, producer Leah, we're all done for the week, but we have one more star of the show to announce, and who is it?
Goes out to Britney Spears, because no matter what, that's our girl, and she deserves to be happy.
Yeah.
Okay, so earlier we were reporting that her wedding got interrupted by her ex-husband.
Jason Alexander, not even the air quotes famous ex-husband.
What
a
Muppet.
Yep, Muppet is a good word. Muppet, but you know what? Here's the thing. Britney Spears woke up this morning a married woman.
Yeah, she did.
I hope, actually, it's LA time, so I hope she's not awake yet. And I hope that she has an amazing honeymoon, whatever they're planning to do. And I hope that everybody leaves her the F alone, okay? Yeah. This woman needs a break from all of us. So just enjoy your wedding, Brittany.
Yeah. Especially you, Adam. You dial it back.
I dial it back. I was a little obsessive about that case, but it was interesting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was very interesting.
But I didn't reach out to Brittany, so I technically have left her
alone. No, don't do that.
Anyway, have a wonderful weekend, Jax. Good luck on your 10K. I know we gave you a hard time this morning for not training for it, but we do wish you the very best.
You taunt me.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.